Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this. This is a portion of a story I wrote called Happy Birthday, Hannah. If you're interested in the rest, you can find it on my Tumblr, nightlypress.tumblr.com. That's nightly with a K. And here we go. Light was invading the room, dappling the carpet through the slits in the blinds that she had forgotten to close tightly before stumbling into bed the night before. Hannah slowly, groggily, became aware of the light, as she felt an errant beam warming her foot. She hated the blankets on her feet. They made her feel trapped under the covers. As she adjusted to the idea that it might already be morning, she rolled over in bed, facing the clock, and peeked out through closed slits. No need to open her eyes all the way, if she was just going to roll over and go back to sleep. At first, she wasn't sure if she was seeing it right. The sleep in her eyes must have been distorting the numbers on the clock. It couldn't be 12:45. She reached up with one hand, rubbed the corners of her eyes, and looked again. Jesus, it was 12:45. The party had gone on well into the night. What time had she gone to bed? Hannah rolled onto her back, stretching, flexing, and extending her feet, stretching her arms out at her sides and arching her back. As she stretched, she felt something stir in her abdomen, a familiar feeling, aching for release, gently tugging at her insides, reminding her that she'd neglected something for too long. As she relaxed, she felt that stir become a knot. She reached down her body, running her hand across her stomach, down past her waist into her shorts. Her hand moved against the material, sandwiched between her shorts and underwear. She rested her hand atop her mound and gently squeezed, sending a wave of heat up her body, charging the knot in her stomach and causing it to gently pulse. Again she squeezed, and again the warm sensations washed over her body. She closed her eyes and let out a long breath, feeling her body relax as she continued to gently squeeze. She felt her nipples stiffen, and her left hand automatically brushed across them. She squeezed one, then the other, making them ache and sending pulses through her body towards her dampening pussy. She could feel the heat emanating from between her legs. It had been too long since anyone had touched her, too long even for herself. Her flower was rapidly blossoming, and heat washed over her body. She bit her lower lip and stifled a quiet moan. Running her fingers across the fabric stretching between her cleave, she found her button and slowly began to work in gentle circles, pressing her finger against herself, feeling herself throb under the fabric as she worked her fingers faster and faster as her pleasure began to build. Deftly, she pulled her panties aside without stopping the work on her now throbbing clit. Sliding her hand down, she positioned herself carefully, her thumb continuing to rub, while her middle finger sank into her moist folds. She closed her eyes and exhaled deeply as she pressed farther and farther into herself, feeling her warm, sticky sex aching for more and more. She worked her finger in and out, soon bringing her other hand away from her nipples so it could concentrate on her clit, while the other repeatedly filled her with one finger, then two, sending waves of heat and passion over her as she writhed on top of the sheets. Her pleasure built as she felt the knot in her stomach begin to pulse in time with the motion of her fingers. Hannah rolled onto her stomach, reaching one hand up, pushing against the headboard, while her other frantically worked its fingers, searching for her spot. She let out a low moan, having it muted by the pillow, and reached off the bed, opening the bedside table. She found a velvet bag, and laid it on the bed next to her. Turning over again, back onto her back, she lifted her rear and quickly pulled her shorts and now damp panties down her legs to her ankles. Kicking them off the edge of the bed, she sat up, propping herself on a pillow, and reached into the bag. Old Faithful, she called it. Unlike her last several boyfriends, it had never let her down. It wasn't very big. It didn't have to be. The vibrating pulses that no man could ever replicate more than made up for its size. It gently curved a contour to either the outside or inside of her body. Sloping ridges rose from the shaft, designed to press right against her pleasure center. She twisted the base, and it came to life, sending vibrations down her fingers. She quietly whimpered as she tenderly pressed it against her clit, the initial pulses surprising her and resonating throughout her body. Again, she pressed it against her skin and held it longer before pulling it away when it was too much. The knot in her stomach ached and cried to be undone. Hannah slid down the pillows, again laying flat on the bed. As she did so, she glided the toy down as well, directing it to her slick opening and pushing it past her swollen pink lips. Again, it was too much, and she quickly pulled it out, placing it back on her clit. After a moment, she slowly worked it back in, this time pressing it deeper and holding it longer. Waves of pleasure crashed over Hannah's body as she pressed it deeper and deeper into her now sopping sex. Slowly, she found her rhythm and began working her toy in and out. When the pleasure became too much and she thought she was going to explode, she quickly pulled it out and grazed it across her engorged clit, breathing heavily, slowing down before plunging it back in, seeking the source of her pleasure again, finding it, and building another layer of delight to her inevitable release. The knot in her stomach was throbbing now. It pulsed each time she found her spot and lingered on it for more than a moment. She knew that she couldn't hold out much longer and reached up again, teasing her nipples, each in turn. Fire was spreading through her body, sending hot waves of pleasure crashing down her legs and up through her chest and arms. All at once, it finally happened. It was as if the knot wasn't just undone but shattered, each shard creating its own center of pleasure as it broke apart. She panted and let out a sharp cry as her orgasm shook her, pleasure racking her body as she contorted on the bed, closing her legs tight and gripping them together, Old Faithful still humming away inside. Slowly, she regained her breath, pulling her toy from between her legs and twisting it off. She let it fall next to her on the bed, exhausted, exhilarated, as she lay, staring through the cracks in the blinds, thinking that she should probably get up and survey the damage from last night. With great effort, she sat up at the edge of the bed. Her mind was racing, wide awake now, but her body was sapped, making each motion a chore. Her legs dangled over the edge. She looked down at her toes, wiggling them. The paint was chipping off. Maybe she would treat herself, have a spa day. Why not? It's her birthday weekend, after all.